Orioles Stadium as we're dancing away to the second half. Along with Tim Howell, Dave Waddell, I'm Adam Hooper. Thanks for joining us here on Real Country 104.9 FM, KRIG, Nowata, Bartlesville. We also appreciate everybody listening to us online at BartlesvilleRadio.com, wherever you're listening to, around the country and around the world. We appreciate you here tonight. A lot of class reunions happening this weekend here at Nowata. Of course, we mentioned that you've got some family that's celebrating
I think the class of 06 is getting together for their first reunion this weekend. That's always an exciting time.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't stayed in touch. I was going to ask you, who are the Rockets playing tonight?
You know, I didn't even find out who they're playing tonight.
What kind of an OC St. Mary alum are you anyway?
I'm a good at Mount St. Mary's alum, by the way. They could call me King over there if they wanted me. No,
you are the unofficial mayor of Nowata, so they call you a few things here.
I know, they do. at work, they call me that. They says, why don't you move to Nowata? You ought to be the mayor of Nowata. Well, I could if I wanted to change something.
There you go.
Well, they named you King for homecoming, didn't you?
No, I'm afraid I lost that.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we won't.
I think Donald Trump's hairdresser was King. So.
Oh, gosh. By the way, I enjoyed that introduction there. That was nice in that first half kickoff. But by the way, the second half kickoff is brought to you by Stump Funeral Home and Crematory with locations in Bartlesville, Nowata, and Barnesdall. Stumps is proud to announce the construction of a new facility in Nowata with grand opening set for later this year. The Stump Funeral Home and Crematory serving local families since 1966. Nowata will have the ball to begin the second half. They did win the toss but decided to defer.
And I was getting ready to say that's going to be a big plus because they need something to give them a little bit of mo back.
So Jax Robinson will kick things off here for Verdigris, and you're right, he does have a leg. And real unusual for a classification in Class 3A, which Verdigris is, to have a kicker like that.
I've been watching real close at him, and I've noticed he's actually got two legs.
Yeah, he does have two legs, but he's got a good kicking leg, too.
Okay, you're right.
And here's the kick by Robinson. It's a line drive kick, and it's caught at the 15. To the 20. That's Bryce Hewitt to the 25, to the 30, down at the 31-yard line.
Man, if he could have seen his vantage point, if he could have cut back here to the right, I don't think anybody was covering for Verdigris from the right, the near side hash mark to the sideline. I think he had a little, of course, you know, it's different down there on the field. He made a nice return.
You know who would like that?
Who'd like that?
His uncle, Ty Hewitt.
Yeah, exactly.
He would like that.
Well, we'll see what the Ironmen get going here, see if they can get that ground game going. I think we talked about the lack of respect for the passing game is kind of squeezing them.
So here's first and 10. Will Lester, the starting quarterback, has it. And it's a quarterback keeper. Runs to the middle to the 35, to the 40. Breaks one tackle to the 50.
Goodbye.
45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10-5. Good night, Nowata! Touchdown, Ironmen! There are no flags on the field! And Will Lester on a 69-yard run right down the middle. And Nowata increases their lead.
Jiminy, I guarantee you, that boy flipped the light switch and be in bed before the room goes dark. He is superhuman fast.
69-yard run.
225 yards rushing on 9 attempts, Adam. 2 touchdowns.
Wow. And T.J. Donaldson will attempt the extra point. That's something Nowata wanted an answer, and they got it.
They need to make one of these extra
snap,
points.
The hole, the kick on his way, and it is...
I don't know.
Well, nope, they're going to wave it off sides against Verdigris. No wonder I didn't see the signals from the umpires underneath the...
I don't know, Adam. You think you maybe go for two here?
You know what? I think you can go for two.
I think I would. And I think, it looks like TJ's going to just move the T up.
Hey, Reva Smith just walked by, gave me a hug. And
yeah.
She's playing college ball at Heston College in Kansas.
Good to see Mamie Tyree come in and say hi to us.
Yeah. one of our loyal fans.
And an Ironman, Lady Ironman softball player.
Here's a snap, a low snap, a ball, the kick on its way, and I think it is good, and it is good. Timeout on the field with 11:41 to go in the third quarter, and your score, it is Nowata 26 and Verdigris 14. We'll take a 30-second timeout, and you're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
Well, it took one play, 69 yards for a Will Luster, taking it all the way to the end zone.
Man, that was quick.
And what a way to respond there for Nowata, 26-14 Nowata on top here early in the third quarter. Here's T.J. Donaldson now to kick things off here for Nowata. It's a low-line kick, and it's finally recovered by a Verdigris player. Looked like that Blaine Saxton there to make the recovery. So
yeah, right at the Verdigris 41-yard line, Adam. It'll be interesting to see how the Ironmen defend this first series. Mark that to, what, 42, didn't they?
So first and 10 from Verdigris 42-yard line. See how well they're going to respond here. You know, I'm impressed with Verdigris. I think they've got a pretty good little football team. But
I think we're going to see them again, aren't we?
No.
No?
Handoff is to Cox. And he stumbles his way to the 40 to the 42-yard line. Actually, that's not Cox. That is Dylan Height.
First time we've called his name tonight, and he's up inside for a 3-yard gain.
So second and 7 from the 45.
I don't think he stopped feeding Cox unless he's injured. I tell you what, he's a monster when he runs.
There's a shotgun formation for Steidley, man in motion. Got flags all over the play. Now they're going to go for the flea flicker. They go to the left side. The pass is caught. No, they're going to say he dropped it. Incomplete. The intended receiver was Joey Dilbeck Jr., but I think this thing's going to come back.
Good thing he didn't catch it because Xavier Mathis just depleted him as he thought he caught that ball and laid one on him. Xavier kind of grabbed his helmet like, oh, my gosh, you're going to call me for a late hit. But it was clean.
Illegal motion called against Verdigris. I like to decline this, but no, they're going to take the penalty.
Second down and 13.
So second and 13 now from the 40.
And I think Coach James has told the linesman here, hey, we don't want the yardage. We want third and 8. He just assumed that we were going to take it, so they're going to mark it back. Well,
no, they did ask, and I think they're going to decline it.
Yeah, you're right. They did now because Corey walked out on the field and told the linesman, said, hey, I don't want that yardage. I want to take the down. I want a third and 8. So we'll see how this pans out for the Ironman.
Yeah, good call. So Steinle now faces a third and 7 now from the 45-yard line. Two wide receivers on each side. Verdigris going right to left on your radio dial. A man in motion for Verdigris going to his left. There's a snap. Steinle now goes to his left, to his right, and the pass is caught. No, they're going to say incomplete. Ball fall on the ground first before he scooped it. And I think the intended receiver was Dylan Height again.
T.J. Donaldson came through on a middle linebacker blitz and chased him all over the field just a half a step from able to lay the wood to him before he got rid of that. So punt formation. And I think Xavier better go back about 10 more yards. This kid's got a heck of a leg.
Yeah, he does.
Two of them.
Jax Robinson has a good kicking leg. Get that right. Kicking leg.
Yeah, two good legs. But one he kicks with.
There's a snap. Gets off a nice punt there. And Mathis is going to let that ball go. Don't touch it. And that's what the guys here in the press box say. Don't touch it. And the ball's going to die at the 20-yard line.
Well, the Ironmen are 1-for-1 on second half drives. We'll see what happens here with 10:41 remaining in the first period as they take over inside, what is that, the 17-yard line? Inside the 20?
Inside the 20, it's going to be at the 17.
All right.
So let's see what Will Luster and this offense could do here. Basically, it's been the Will Luster show here in the third quarter.
Hey, that's all right. Just go back to that same play. If it works once, it might work again.
Here goes shotgun formation for Luster. Man in motion. They're going to hand it off to Terrell Collins that time. He was in the man in motion, and he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's going to
lose a
couple.
It was good read there by Verdigris defense, about three of them, three Verdigris players there to make the tackle. Cordell Williams was the first one to get him.
Couldn't see who forced him outside about the time he got the jet sweep coming from far side to near side. Somebody, and I think that.
I think it was Brady Smith was also the one in that area, too. So now you're looking at 2nd and 12 from the 15-yard line. Clock rolling with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Nowata up by a couple of touchdowns, 26-14.
Need to be smart with the ball right here. No turnovers.
And the snap, the run down to the middle. Looks like that's Terrell Collins.
Yeah, I think he got back what he lost. And they've kind of got his number tonight.
So gain of 2 will make it third down and 10 from the 17-yard line. Hey, big shout-out to our good buddy and our good friend Becky Birch. Still out with a neck problem, so really miss her seeing her taking all those photos. So it's third and 10 from the 17-yard line. Luster in a shotgun formation. Luster now going back to pass, rolls to his left, still rolling. Now he spins to his right. He has some blocking, and is still rolling at the 20. Now he's going to throw it. Has a man open. It's caught at the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. But hold on, there's a flag on the play at the 23-yard line.
There's three flags.
There's a whole slew of flags, and I think Luster may have crossed
the line of scrimmage.
The line of scrimmage before he threw it. Yeah, I thought that was the case.
Kind of lost where he was on the field there.
Dalton Carter was shaken up on the play there, but he's finally up.
Yeah, they had a linebacker on, Xavier Mathis, and he couldn't keep up with him, but it's going to be all for naught.
Well, still a good play, but you know what? I would have, if I was Will,
illegal forward pass.
Illegal forward pass, it's a loss of play, so it'll be fourth down. That's about a 10-yard penalty, I think.
Hey, who knows? The rate has been going up.
Yeah, we've seen some.
We'll mark off 5, so 9 penalties, 70 yards.
Reva Smith is saying goodbye to us.
Punt formation for the Ironman here. Xavier Mathis back to do that. And at the other end, about the 50-yard line, is Brady Smith deep to receive this punt.
Here's a snap. And
uh-oh.
Cody Smith, boy, he sidekicked that. He hit the side of his foot. That was not a good punt at all. So
that didn't help.
Verdigris is going to get excellent field position this time. They're going to spot that ball at the 21-yard line. In no one's territory with 8:47 to go in the third quarter. So here is Nathan Steinle in that Verdigris offense. Handoff this time is to Cox. He muscles his way to the middle, to the 20, to the 16-yard line. Got a flag on the play, and it looks like, from my angle, it looked like a face mask. Nope, hold against Verdigris, so I was wrong.
Yeah, the referee saw that and threw the yellow into the pile there, and he saw something going on that wasn't right.
So hold against Verdigris.
Fourth accepted penalty on Verdigris for 25 yards.
So it'll be first and 20 now for Verdigris at the 31-yard line, just inside the 31-yard line.
And that's that little play between left guard and tackle that they scored the touchdown on earlier.
The snap, Stiley now throws down the middle and overthrows his intended receiver in the end zone. That's Joey Dilbeck, Jr. And now you're looking at second and 10 now from the 20 clock. Those stops with 8:28 to go in the third quarter. And no one on top, 26-14, but Verdigris trying to battle on back here.
Stidley's a little inconsistent with his accuracy, but he has a big arm, Adam. He can throw it a long way.
Three wide receivers to the right. Stidley now going back to pass. He throws down the middle and again overthrows Joey Dilbeck Jr. And he's beating Bryce Hewitt down that end zone, but the pass again was overthrown.
He's getting when the ball's in the air, he extends that left arm right on Bryce's chest, and he's getting about 5 yards push off, but they're not calling it, so he's not going to stop doing it.
So now you're looking at third and 20 from the 31-yard line. Yeah, Siley's got a good arm out there. I knew that he did. Three wide receivers to the right, two on the left.
Yeah, he's got Dilbeck at high
backfield. Stidley now goes around. Now he's being pressured. Now he throws, and the pass is intercepted at the 25 to the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. He's gone 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Good night, no water. Touchdown, Ironman. Who was that? I didn't even see who.
Cody Smith.
That's Cody Smith. On a 69-yard interception return for a touchdown. Well, I couldn't see who it was because there was on the other side of the field, but boy, he got some blocking there, and no one increases their lead 32-14.
And that's the second pick six for the Ironman, one in each half. And that might have been closer to 79 yards because that was at the first down marker over there across the way at about the 21-yard line.
I think you're right. I think it's going to be – we'll give him 79 yards. I think you're correct.
And Cody showed good speed down that far sideline. Nobody got him. Excellent blocker. I don't know who that was, but laid somebody out.
Here's a snap. The hold, the kick by T.J. Donaldson is up, and it's no good. He pushed it to the right. So timeout on the field, 8:05 to go in the third quarter, and Nowata comes on back with their second defensive touchdown of the night. It's Nowata 32 and Verdigris 14. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Finally recovered by Verdigris. Peyton Cox has it to the 30 to the 34-yard line. No one on top, 32 to 14 with 7:59 to go in the third quarter.
I tell you what, this Ironman defense has been impressive tonight.
Well, they have responded very well.
Just when they had their back to the wall after a horrible punt, Cody Smith comes up with a 79-yard interception return.
So Verdigris will have the ball again, first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. The snap by hands it off to Cox this time. Actually, it's not Cox. It's Hyde. And the ball comes loose. No, it's not. But a nice job there by Bryce Hewitt as Dylan Hyde had it. And he gets tackled immediately at the 42-yard line.
Hyde came up looking for a face mask, but he didn't get it. he had his head kind of spun around like the Exorcist.
Second and 3 now for Verdigris from their own 42-yard line. Shotgun formation. Handoff is to Hyde again. Spins around to the right. Still spinning to the 40. And down at the 45-yard line, and we'll have enough for an arm for a Cardinal first down.
I think they're going to, yep.
Dylan Barnes was the first to get him.
I started to say, well, he's going to be about a yard short, but they did give it to him. First and 10, first one of the second half for the Cardinals.
Clock running with 7:10 to go in the third quarter. 32-14 favor of Nowata. Sideline to shotgun. Handoff is to Cox this time. And Cox muscles his way to the 50. And the Ironman territory to the 47. Actually, it's Dylan Hyde again.
Yep. He's picking up 7-yard chunks every time he touches it just about. Too many yards, Ironman defense.
The ball to the 47-yard line in the Ironman territory. Now you're looking at 2nd and 2. Sideline shotgun formation. Gets a snap. Sideline rolls to his left. Gets tackled, and he throws the ball away. He got tackled from behind, by T.J. Donaldson.
Yeah, Donaldson giving chase there and almost had him. That's about the fourth time in the game that Donaldson's chased him down and just couldn't quite catch him at the very end.
So now you're looking at third and two from the 47-yard line. Sideling in a shotgun formation. Man in motion, now gets back, hands off. Got a flag on the play. And that's Dylan Cox. Spins around to the 45, to the 40-yard line. Has the first down, but pending the flag. Legal motion against Verdigris. So back up 5 yards. It'll make it now third down and 7. Back in the Verdigris territory from their 48. Third quarter score from Dewey. It's 40-7. Dewey on top of Vanita.
Wow.
That's what I say, too. That's the most points Dewey has scored all year, 40 points. They had 36-36 with a win and a loss.
They can put up the points. They've got a good offense.
Yeah, they can move that ball, can't they?
And getting better on defense every week.
Absolutely. Third and 7 from the 48. Sideline now pitches it off to Cox. He'll throw it right down the middle, and the pass is caught at the 20 to the 18-yard line, and Bryce Hewitt there on a saving tackle, but there's a flag on the play.
Please tell me that they're going to call Dilbeck for pushing off this time.
They spot it at the 25.
Well, that looks like offensive because he's been pushing off every time down the field. But they seem to always, yeah, they're going to talk to Verdigris.
Pass interference against Nolwada. That would be declined. The result of the play will be a first down.
So from the 48 to what, about the 16?
You're looking at about the
16,
I believe. Now, why did it not happen before?
Yeah, they're learning on the job.
They need that clock keeper from.
We know as a funeral director, we have to take continuing education. I'm thinking some of these guys need a little bit of that.
Handoff is to Cox. He runs to the right to the 15.
Nice tackle.
And nice tackle there at the 14-yard line.
Xavier Mathis
there on the stop there.
Keep him from getting a lot more.
You know, this is a very small Nolwada ball club, but they play a lot of heart.
They do.
They really have put the punch in it.
And they have a lot of speed, too. That's the thing that offsets that lack of size, I think.
Second and 7 from the 13. Siley in a shotgun. Now hands it. Actually, Siley goes back to pass. He throws to his right, and the pass incomplete.
He's in the pocket, but I guess they think there's a guy over there.
Well, the referee had to fall down from his back.
He almost got the sack.
Yeah.
Jacob Barnes, and I couldn't tell who the other arm was. They were giving a pretty good chase, and I think Siley was fearing for his life at some point. Big third down play right here. They need to convert this. Of course, it's probably two down territory with 5 1/4 to go.
Third and 7 from the 13. Sideley in a shotgun. Hands it off to Cox.
He falls.
He stumbles to the 13 and almost to the 10. And if you're Verdigris, I think you have to go for it.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right, Adam. I agree.
And Dylan, Jacob Barnes was the first to get him.
Yeah, and on third and fourth and about a long three or short four, Cox is going out. And, you know, he's your bulldozer back. Dylan Height comes in to replace him. We got two wide receivers left and right.
Here we go, fourth and 3, and a man in motion again. A snap, and a boom, got him at the 16-yard line. They handed it off to Dylan Height, and he met by T.J. Donaldson along with another Nolwada Ironman player. Didn't see who else.
Skyler Stover
there on the stop.
Nice
another play. Defensive stop there for Nolwada. And the ball turnover on downs. First and 10 for the Ironman for their own 15-yard line. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. It's 32-14 favor of the Nolwada Ironman.
Excellent defensive stand, Adam.
Luster in a shotgun formation. Has receiver on each end. Actually, two wide receivers to the right. the snap. And Luster dances his way to the 15 near the 20-yard line.
Yeah, just a little read option, nothing going on the outside, so he elected to tuck it up inside to see what he could get. Picks up maybe a pair.
So it'll be second and 8 now from the 17-yard line.
Adam, he's averaging 22.7 yards a carry tonight, by the
way.
Wow. 10 carries, 227 yards. That's not a bad day at the office.
No, not a bad day at all. I think moving him to quarterback, I think, is a smart decision there for the coaches.
Yes, certainly.
He can do a lot more things athletically. Second and 8. Now he'll screen pass it to Bryce Hewitt. It's caught at the 15. Spins his way to the 20 to the 21-yard line.
Got to block the first guy. That's the whole key to that play. Block the first guy.
And making the stop there for the Cardinals was Brandon Beasley, the 6'1", 250-pounder sophomore. So a gain of 3 will make it now 3rd and 5 from the 20. Actually, they'll spot that at the 22, so it'll be 3rd and 4.
I think we're going to see a timeout, Adam.
So they're timeout on the field. No one will call a timeout. 3:25 to go in the third quarter. It's 32-14 in favor of Nowata. Big thanks to our sponsors here today. Arvest Bank of Nowata, Martin and IP, Buster's Convenience Store, Regent Bank, Ironman Storage, Sonic of Nowata, Wrench Supply of Nowata, and by North Point Auto. Of course, tune in to our sister station, Sports Talk 1500 AM, KPGM. And FM 99.1 for our Green Country Kickoff Show. Yours truly and Evan Farbaugh will preview the upcoming games, including Bartlesville, Nowata, Dewey, and Pawhuska, and many more.
Where are we next week, Adam?
Well, we're going to be in Caney Valley next week. We'll be in Ramona for the first district game of the year between the Nowata Ironmen and the Caney Valley Trojans. As a matter of fact, Caney Valley on the road tonight at Trumbright. Caney Valley 1-1 on the year. Beat Liberty last week, and their only loss came against their rivals, the Barnstall Panthers. So here we go, 3rd and 4 from the 22-yard line in Nowata's territory. Nowata has the ball. Luster in the shotgun. Handoff is Terrell Collins, and Collins not going anywhere. He's met up by that front four of Verdigris defense.
Got about a yard. It's going to be 4th and short. I think you got to punt it away and play field position here, Adam. Of course, the way the Ironmen have punted, you're maybe better off to pick the ball up and throw it downfield for an interception. Punting has not been their strong suit tonight. They've had a short one shanked and then one partially blocked.
You know, where's the Truesdale boys when we need them with kickers, you know?
Our kicking game's been a little lax the last couple of years, I think.
I miss those kids, don't you?
Oh, yeah, nice young men.
There's a snap. Nice,
oh, nice
punt
kick
there
this
by
time.
Cody Smith. It's caught at the 45. It's returnable to the 50, to the 45, down to the 40-yard line. Good return there by Brady Smith for Verdigris.
Yeah, he got a nice little 20-yard return in a hurry, and they're going to start out in Nowata territory right at the 40-yard line.
So Verdigris will have it, 1st and 10 from Nowata's 40-yard line.
We got to think, if you're Verdigris, you're probably not going to have another possession in this quarter, and maybe 3 or 4 next quarter, so you got to start thinking about getting this thing into the end zone here. Ironman defense have just played exceptionally well all night long. 2 fourth down stands, 2 pick sixes. They've been the hero tonight, along with Will Luster and his beat.
Nathan Sidley now getting his troops back on the field as we're set ready to go.
Yeah, Dylan Height in the pistol behind Sidley here. Looks like Cox is on the sideline. I think we're going to see a timeout.
Yeah, we're going to see a little confusion by Verdigris, so they'll call a timeout. 2:31 to go in the third quarter. It's 32-14 favor of Nowata. Again, conclusion of our broadcast tonight, we'll have our high school scoreboard show with Ben Nicholas. He'll have all the scores and highlights for you of week number three of high school football. Update from Dewey in the third quarter. It is 48-7 Dewey. Favor of the Doggers with 8:26 left in the third quarter. Thanks to Don Osborne and Coach Chris Rebard from Dewey giving us all the scores. Last at halftime, last report was Hominy was beating Pawhuska 14-3. Weather really not a factor here tonight after some rain this afternoon. It's pushed away. It rained a little bit when we arrived.
Looks like we got mostly clear skies and a full moon night and no water. Homecoming, we crowned the queen. And so have seen almost three quarters of very exciting football.
Sidely now, the shotgun formation on a first and 10. Brandon Person in motion, play action.
Broken play.
Sidely on a broken play is going to be a quarterback keeper and is going to lose a couple of yards back to the 42-yard line.
That was a quarterback, oh crap, play because he turns to the right. Height goes to the left and there's nobody there.
So it'll be second of three from the 43-yard line. By the way, the queen tonight, Mariah Dobson.
Congratulations to her.
A senior who's a one of the football trainers.
And I know
good young lady.
I know Gary and Lindy Kaiser were excited. Their grandson was the crown bearer tonight.
There's a handoff, and Hyde has it.
He's got some room.
He splits to the left of the 40, to the 35, breaks one tackle to the 30, to the 25-yard line. So good run there by Dylan Hyde.
Yeah, pick up about 19 yards and a first down, Adam.
First and 10 now from the 25-yard line. Against, as I mentioned, Mariah Dobson, the queen tonight. Of course, her and the rest of the football trainer staff does a great job.
Yes, sir.
Sidely in a shotgun formation. There's a snap. Sidely fakes the screen. Now he goes back, rolls to his left, still rolling, and he'll just go out of bounds to the 25.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's kind of a smart play because he's got Jacob Barnes about 2 feet behind him, and he didn't want Jacob to tackle him. So,
perfect. You want to know who Vertigris plays next week. They host Claremore Sequoia.
That should be a good game, kind of a rivalry game. Loss of about 2-3 yards on that, Adam.
So it'll be second and 12. Shotgun formation for Sidley. Hands it off to Height, and Height dances around to the 25, down at the 23-yard line. Skyler Stover, we've called his name a couple of times, with a stop.
And Height's a different runner. He's a hard runner like Cox, but he's a short and squatty. He's not as a big, tall bruiser, and he's awfully hard to tackle. He's like trying to tackle a big bowling ball.
Third and eight from the 23. Sidley, a shotgun. There's a snap. Sidley throws a screen, and a pass is caught. Breaks one tackle to the 25, to the 20, down to the 18, 17-yard line. I think Dylan Height again.
And I think he's got the first down. A dadgummit, T.J. Donaldson had him wrapped up for a loss. I think he got every bit of the – well, they're going to mark it as – now they're going to measure, aren't they?
Yeah, he's a little short of the first down.
Yeah, it's kind of
they're
odd.
They're going to have to measure.
It's kind of odd. We didn't see Dylan Height at all in the first half.
And Dylan Height and Peyton Cox are probably their leaders on the offensive side. That's very close to the first down. Very close. Yeah,
first
they're going to give it to him first down.
Shout out to Enid, Oklahoma, and Sharon Bennett listening out there on the World Wide Web. Glad to have her with us. NOWATA alums said it sounds like it's a beautiful night for football in NOWATA, and it is.
First and 10 from NOWATA's 15-yard line. 50.7 seconds to go in the third quarter. Nathan Sidley now in the shotgun formation. Handoff is to Hyde again. Runs to the middle to the 15, and they square down at the 13-yard line. It's a hard run there by Dylan Hyde.
That
kind of their bread-and-butter type of player. It's Peyton Cox, on the ball carrier. Gain of three makes it second and seven from the 12. Clock rolling with 15 seconds to go.
And I think
Vernegris doesn't have to spike this ball. There's a snap anyway. Sidley now rolls to his left. Still rolling, and he throws the ball away.
And that's the end of the third quarter.
So that is the end of the third quarter, and your score, it is Nowata 32 and Vernegris 14. Fourth quarter coming up in 60 seconds. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country KRIG. Well, the fourth quarter we go, and Vernegris will have it, third and seven from the 12. Shotgun formation. Two wide receivers on each side. Sidley now throws to his right, and it passes incomplete. Boy, the ball was hit away there by Cody Smith.
Nice play.
Now you're looking at fourth and seven from the 12, just underway here in the fourth quarter. And no surprise, I think Vernegris will go for it here, down 32-14.
A field goal here still puts you down two scores, so I think you're going to have to go for it.
So Sidley in that offense looking for some instructions from the Vernegris sidelines here. Play clock now down to 15 seconds, so they got to hurry up here a little bit.
Everybody reading the wrist to see what the secret decoder ring says.
So here we go, fourth and seven from Nowata's 12. Sidley in a shotgun formation, Cox alone set back. They're going to play action. Sidley now goes to his left, still rolling, and the pass is caught for the touchdown.
Trying to get your number,
Adam.
Trying
to get the number here, too. I think it was Brandon Person.
Yeah, I think you're right. It looks like it's a 20.
Yeah, Brandon Person on a 12-yard catch.
As that touchdown happened clear on the opposite side of the field away from us in the end zone, obviously. First touchdown pass of the night for Stidley.
And Vernegris will go for two here. Down by a dozen, 32-20. A little jumbo formation now for Stidley. Stidley, now he's going to keep it. Rolls to his right, and he's going to walk in for a two-point conversion.
Hold.
Mercy. And so the two-point run there by Nathan Sidley is good. Timeout on the field, 11:49 to go in the game. Still not over yet. Nowata, though, leads by 10 points, 32-22. Back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country KRIG. Here's a kickoff there by Vernegris.
I think we're going to do this one again, Adam.
So Vernegris is going to kick the ball again, a little bit offside there against the Cardinals. I had pizza in my mouth. That's kind of why I had supper. Yeah, that's something. So Jax Robinson will kick things off here again. Don't be surprised if Vernegris can go an onside kick here down by 10 points.
Well, you hate to do that, though. If you don't get it, you're going to give the Ironman field position at right at your own 45-yard line.
And that's the good point, too. And he does have a good kicking leg.
Let's see if I can split those two deep backs there and make them have to chase one. Oh, my.
It's a high kick.
Oh, my.
And a ball goes in the end zone, and it does, and Bryce Hewitt will let it go.
Lots of leg, huh?
A lot of leg. So Nowata will take over on downs, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. We've only played 11 seconds here in this final period, and Vernegris on down 10 points, 32-22. Both teams coming in at 2-1 overall.
Be interesting to see what the Ironmen start out with. Terrell Collins has been kind of quiet. I think we've got a little swing pass to him that we haven't tried yet tonight that was has been very successful earlier in the season. They're going to send everybody out to the right side this time.
Luster in the shotgun formation. Three wideouts.
They're going to come
on the right side. Luster is going to keep it. Luster, he breaks one tackle, runs to the left to the 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Good night, Nuwata! Touchdown, Ironman! Will Luster, is he something or what? An 80-yard run to the left side. He thought it was dead. On the right side, he spins around, and he saw pay dirt all the way for a touchdown.
Hey, Adam, do you want to know how special this is?
Yes.
11 carries, 307 yards.
Wow. And no one increases their lead 38-22. D.J. Donaldson will attempt the extra point. Oh, hold on. Here comes an extra player now for Nuwata to get set here. Looks like Skyler Stover late to get in. Now he's set. Snap, the hold, the kick. On its way, that's no good. So, timeout on the field. 11:34 to go in the game, and your score, it's Nuwata 38. And Vertigris 22. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, what a response there for Nuwata. Thanks to an 80-yard run by Will Luster. That's his third touchdown tonight, I believe.
Yes, yes. 300, unofficially, 307 yards on 11 carries, three touchdowns.
There's a squid kick by Vertigris, and they'll dive for it at the 39-yard line. That's where they'll take over. Well, I got Will Luster, and I'll be the first to say this. I'll nominate him as player of the week around this area.
Yeah, Terrell was...
Because if he doesn't get the recognition that I think he deserves, it should be, because... He's having a monster night here.
Huge, huge.
So here's Nathan Steinle in that offense now. Three wide receivers to the right. Handoff is to Cox. Runs in the middle to the 40, to the 43-yard line. Nice job there. First again, it was Jacob Johnson for Nuwata. Gain of four, makes it second. Actually, they're going to give him five. Second and five from the 44. Here's a snap, and Sidley going back to throw. This time he throws it deep to the left side, and the pass is caught. Out of bounds at the 25-yard line.
Now they're saying incomplete. He stepped out, Adam.
Like it. Okay. Yeah. Incomplete. I thought it was caught.
Yeah, he did catch it, but he had a foot out of bounds, and he came down with
Looks
it.
Looks like Joey Dilbeck Jr. was the intended receiver.
Yep. They're getting that one-on-one coverage, and they just air it out and go for it. Third down.
Third and five now from the 44. 11 minutes to go in this ball game. We've only played a minute, but it seems like we played 20 minutes.
A lot of action.
Sidley in a shotgun formation. Now hands it off to the middle, to the 45, and dives to the 46-yard line. Yeah. I think it's Dylan, actually Peyton Cox.
Yeah, gain of a yard. So we're looking at fourth and four right here.
Yeah.
Every time you think the Ironmen have them stopped and just run out of momentum, Vertigris does something to come right back. They won't go away. Trailing by 16, 10:30 and counting.
So a shotgun formation for Nathan Sidley, two wide receivers on each side. The snap, and Sidley, this time he'll run to his right. He's going to run out of room, and he's sacked at the 41-yard line. And I believe it was Skyler Stover there on the tackle. And the ball.
How many big plays has he had tonight, Adam?
He's had a lot. And,
yes, he has.
And Vertigris will turn the ball over on downs. No, Ottawa will have excellent field position from Verdigris' 41-yard line.
You'd kind of like to see, of course, as quickly as Ironman can score, it'd be all right to do that, but kind of like to see him take some of the clock down on this. Verdigris is pretty big up front on that front four, aren't they, Adam?
Shotgun formation for Will Lester. It is Lester at quarterback.
Right.
Got a jumbo three wide outs to the right. Pass is incomplete.
Threw a grounder to him.
Then a receiver was Terrell Collins.
Yeah, trying that little wide receiver screen to the right with three receivers grouped together, and he just kind of skipped past it to him.
So stop clock with 10:16 to go in the game, 38-22, favor of Nowata. Now they got Terrell Collins now lined up to the left.
That doesn't take any time off the clock.
There's Lester in motion.
No, that's Collins in the Wildcat.
Now going on the Wildcat, Collins going to bounce his way to the 40, front side the 40 to the 37-yard line.
Safe to say he barreled his way down, didn't he? Mercy. He took a lick. Bounced right back up in the huddle.
Third down and five now from the 37-yard line. Now the clock will run with under 9:50 to go in the game. Again, we'll have our high school scoreboard show with Ben Nicholas. They have all the scores and highlights for you for week number three.
Love saying this name. Armando Covarrubias, wide to the left.
And they're going Wildcat again. Collins runs to the right to the 40 to the 35-yard line, about a couple of yards short of the first down.
I think you just go for it. Don't risk getting a punt blocked or return. Just go for it. If you don't get it, it's back in their territory. And I think they're going to send Hunter Bell in with the play here. I think that's what they're going to do. Because Xavier Mathis would be in there punting, and he's not. So
it'll be fourth and three from the 35.
Wildcat again? No.
Now,
pistol.
Lester is under center. Two wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Now they're going that jumbo. Handoff is to Collins.
Nowhere.
He's met immediately at the 35. And that was good defensive pressure. Led the way was Peyton Cox, was the first to get him.
Yeah, he came on an inside blitz there and hammered him, and the Ironman will lose the ball on downs with 8:49 to go in the game.
The Cardinals will have the ball back, first and 10, from the 35-yard line. 8:49 to go in the game. 38-22, favor of the Ironman. Steinle in a shotgun formation. Three wide receivers to the right. Hand off. Actually, play fake. Steinle throws the pass to the left side, and it is incomplete.
Broken up at the last possible minute. Got a hand in there.
Bryce Hewitt was there to break the pass away from Joey Dilbeck Jr. And second and 10 now for the Cardinals.
How many times have they just tried that fly pattern to Dilbeck tonight? That's got to be at least 7 or 8 times.
Sidley in a shotgun formation. Handoff is to Height, and he dances around to the 30, then gets back to the original yard of scrimmage to the 35.
Jacob Johnson got him first behind the line, and I'm not so sure he didn't come back and finish him up after the 1 yard gain.
So 1 yard gain now makes it 3rd and 9 from the 36-yard line. Sidley in a shotgun formation. Handoff is to Height.
Oh,
he's
got
it. Big hole to the 40, to the 50. Gets an Ironman territory to the 45, to the 40, down at the 35, to the 33-yard line.
So a bit of 29. Go ahead, Adam. 31-yard gain.
So it's a Cardinal first down in the Ironman territory at the 34-yard line. Good run there by Height.
And they had him at the line of scrimmage, and he was able just to fight his way out of it.
Steinle in a shotgun formation, man in motion.
8 minutes in the game.
Handoff is to Hyde again. Actually, Cox again to the middle, to the 25, to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Verdigris Cardinals.
Third.
And Peyton Cox.
Third touchdown, Adam.
On a 34-yard run. And all of a sudden, Verdigris hanging around here.
Well, they pretty much got to go for two here. Because it's a 16-point edge, so they think, I would think they go for two.
Well, if you go for two and make two, you're down 8 points.
Right, I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
So Verdigris will spread it out, and they'll go for two, sideline a shotgun formation. Now play action, sideline pass is caught for the two-point conversion. That's Brandon Person.
Uh-oh. We got a man coming off for.
It looks like that Dylan Barnes looks like he's shaking up a little bit. But he's back on the sideline. Looks like he's okay. But the 2-point conversion is good. Timeout on the field. 7:53 to go in the game. And it's turned out to be a good game right now. Verdigris cuts. No one has lead to 8. 38-30. Back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country KRIG. Play 65-yard drive for Verdigris. 38-30 favor of Milwaukee. Now here's the kickoff. It's a squid kick. And Cody Smith now has it at the 15 to the 20 to the 25. Has a hold of the 30. 35 down at the 37-yard line.
Nice return by Cody. Didn't look like he had much potential when that thing started out. Brought it back to about the 36-yard line.
So no one has decent field position. Now you got to figure, you got to deal clock management right now. 7:47 to go in the game. No one up by 8, 38-30. So spot the ball at the 36-yard line for Milwaukee.
I don't know that I like the Wildcat. I think I like Will Luster touching the football.
Here is Luster on a shotgun formation. Collins, the lone setback.
There it
actually
is.
Luster gets it, keeps it, runs to the right to the 40, down at the 44-yard line, a couple yards short of the first down.
Stayed in bounds. That's good. About 7 yards, Adam.
That'd be a gain of 8 on the play, 2nd and 2. From the 44-yard line, clock rolling. That's a good thing. Clock's your friend. 7:20 to go in the game. Don't want to up by 8 points, 38-30.
Got to make it exciting, don't they?
Yeah, they have to. Play clock down to 5 seconds. Luster in the shotgun formation, and now no one is going to call a timeout. There was a little bit of confusion there. So no one has called their second timeout with 7:03 to go in the game, and no one on top 38-30. In the fourth quarter, it's all Dewey. They lead Vanita 62-7.
My.
So that's the story over there in Dewey. Looks like Dewey's going to improve to 2-1, getting ready for district play next week.
Be 2-1 or 3-1?
They'll be 2-1. Remember, last week's game was does not count.
How could I forget?
Yeah.
Silly me. In honor of that night, after we're done here, let's just sit here for 2 hours and do nothing and wait for it to rain on us.
Yeah. Except you're driving me home.
You folks couldn't see us, obviously, after we left the game. Of course, it was in a torrential downpour. We got to the house after about a 40-minute drive from Pawhuska, and we were like a couple of drowned rats when we walked in the house.
Yeah. Surprised I didn't catch cold.
I know. My wife looks at us and says, "You guys need a towel?" Oh, my.
Yeah, we're going to have confusion on the line, mainly on the right tackle.
Dadgummit.
False start against Milwaukee.
And I think they were trying to draw Verdigris off and wound up drawing ourselves off.
So instead of making 2nd and 2, it's going to be 2nd and 7.
Oh, darn it.
From the 39. something that Nolwada does not want to do here in the final minutes.
What's that, Adam?
Nothing.
Oh, well, you said something that they don't want to do.
Penalties.
Oh, well, yeah. Go backwards.
Yeah, go backwards.
Stop the clock.
Shotgun formation for Will Luster. Luster now rolls to his left, still rolling. Breaks one tackle to the 40, dives to the 42-yard line.
Got about 3 yards, ducked it up in there. He's not going to spend a lot of time looking
Riley Breese there on the stop.
Kind of a big play right here.
So at the 43.
Third and three. 6:40 and counting down. You figure the teams are going to get maybe one possession each unless the Ironmen make a first down here. Ironmen have one timeout remaining. Verticus have two.
Two wide receivers on the left, one on the right. Third and three from the 43-yard line. The snap, Luster, flag on the play. Luster runs to the right to the 45 and knocked out of bounds to the 50. But
yeah, I think Terrell moved early.
I think we're going to, this ball is, or this play is going to be dead and it's going to go backwards.
Did you get a final from Dewey?
I think they're still playing.
I got a final now, 62-7.
Okay.
Yeah, he leaned forward.
Yeah, false start against Nowata, 5 yards. So now you're looking at third and eight from the 38-yard line.
Well, you might go back to that wide receiver screen, Adam, put the trips out there, or fake it and a quarterback draw. Luster seems to have more success running the ball when we spread the ball. When we go that little tight formation, we don't do as well. I think they stack more men into the box, so we're going to spread it out here, it looks like.
Shotgun formation again for Will Luster. Snap. Luster goes back. Now he'll roll to his left to the 35. Still on his feet to the 40. Trying to stay in bounds, and he can't do that. No,
yes, he does.
He'll go out of bounds at the 40. But he,
well short
Riley
of the first
Breese,
down. But
Riley Breese there on the stop. Go ahead.
I just say well short of the first down, but he kept the ball in bounds, got the clock rolling. That's going to be kind of a big punt. The Ironmen have not done well on punting tonight.
Yeah, this is a huge punt right here for
And if you've watched the Ironmen punt in the last 4 years, they don't really get real deep in punt formation.
So Xavier Mathis back to punt. This has got to be the play here that punt them deep in their own territory.
Yeah, he's got to get a good kick here. Oh, bad snap.
A low snap, but
horrible kick.
Horrible kick.
But it's going to roll. Gonna
get, it's going to get a no on a bounce. It's going to fall dead at the 37.
like one of my chip shots out of the woods.
Yeah, it looked like one of your chip shots. But the Cardinals gets excellent field position at their own 37, so they're 63 yards away for making this game a pretty interesting. A touchdown, a two-point conversion would tie it.
It's already interesting. We don't need to get any more interesting. I'm already interested.
So here's Steinle in a shotgun formation, three wide receivers to the right side.
I'm interested in going home in regulation time, too. I'll just let you know.
Yeah, I know. Aren't you on call tonight?
I am.
Handoff is to Cox. Runs to the middle, to the 40, to the 41-yard line. That's all he'll get. That's a tough 4-yard game there by Peyton Cox.
Yes, it was. Ironman up slowly. Looks like Dalton Carter getting up a little. He's been kind of dinged up tonight, and he's getting up kind of slow this time.
Second and six now from Verdigris' 41-yard line. Clock rolling with 4:50 to go in the game. An 8-point lead for Nolwana, 38-30.
Cox is closing in on his own 100-yard night. He's got 16 carries for 87 yards and a trifecta of touchdowns.
Three of them. The snap, handoff to Cox again. Cox beats a couple of tackles, runs to the midfield to the 50-yard line. Tough run again there by Peyton Cox, and that's enough for a Cardinals first down.
Yes, it is, and looks like he picks up about 9 yards.
So first and 10 from midfield at the 50-yard line, just inside the 50.
I think if you're the Cardinals, I don't think you do anything fancy here. You're moving the ball. You got plenty of time.
Brandon Pearson in motion. Hands off again to actually play action this time. Sidley rolls to his left. Now he'll throw it, and the pass is caught at the 20-yard line, but there's a flag on the play at the 46. And I think this is going to come back here. The way they threw the flag at the 46, but if that was after the play.
Is that Dillbeck that caught that?
Ineligible man downfield against Vertigris. So that's a huge call there.
Man, that's a big, big break.
I believe it was Dillbeck who caught that, but it's going to be taken away thanks to a penalty. Five-yard penalty there. It'll be first and 15.
Seven penalties, 40 yards worth tonight for the Cardinals. Nothing bigger than that one, though, Adam.
From the 45-yard line, Vertigris territory, 4:16 to go in the game. Handoff, Issa Cox dives to the 45 to the 47-yard line. Now you're looking at third and 12. Peyton Cox again, the ball carrier.
He just hammers that ball when he runs.
Second and 12 from the 48.
He's 6'2", 180, but he runs like he's 240 back there.
Yeah, he's 180 pounds. The snap. And a play action. The pass is caught at the 50 to the 45 down at the 42-yard line.
Is that 20?
That's, Brandon Pearson there on the stop, on the catch. Now you're looking at third and short, third and three from the 43. Shotgun formation again for Stiley. Actually, he was up and bounds. Now he'll back up for the shotgun. 3:10 to go in the game.
Third and three, big play right here.
Man in motion, that's Dylan Height. Hand off again is to Cox.
He didn't get it.
Cox is going to be short of the first down. At about the 42-yard line.
A yard.
Hayden Cox was the ball carrier. Now you're looking at fourth down and about two from the 42-yard line. Now to get the crowd on his feet here.
What's the snap count here, Ironman? Yeah, they're trying to draw him off. Cox just got 100 yards rushing on the night on that carry.
Sidley in a shotgun formation.
He's moving.
It's a handoff, and Stiley rolls to his right, still rolling to the 40, gets a first down to the 35-yard line. And that's enough for a Cardinals first down.
From the 42, looks like he took it down to about the 34, 33. Corey James has said, hey, 11's moving before the snap every time, in case you can't see that.
An 8-yard gain. First and 10 from the 34. 2:20 to go in the game. Fasten those seatbelts, fans.
It's going to get interesting. Oh, you said that.
And again, a handoff is to Peyton Cox as the middle to the 30. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Vertigris Cardinals. Peyton Cox on a 34-yard run right down the middle. And all of a sudden, the Cardinals down within two.
Fourth touchdown of the night rushing for Mr. Cox.
And now they're 2 points away from tying this. Two 2:15 to go in the game. Stiley now the shotgun formation. They are sprinting this offense around. Stiley has it. Stiley now throws inside for the 2-point conversion. Good. And I believe Joey Dillbeck Jr. caught that, and we're tied at 38. So timeout on the field. 2:15 to go in the game. We are tied at 38. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Here's Dax Robinson now to kick things off for the Cardinals. That last drive, 8 plays, 63 yards for Verdigris. A high kick. Hewitt will have it at the 5, to the 10, to the 15, and down at the 18-yard line. So, Nowata has 2:08 left to break the 38-all tie. I didn't expect that. This game to be tied, didn't you?
Well, I expect it to be close, but it's closer than I wanted it. The way the Ironman came out, 19 points up, it was phenomenal. And we thought, well, it's going to be a runaway, and we're going to go home a little early. It didn't happen so.
Here we go. Nowata now has 80 yards to play with here. First and 10 from the 20.
That's just a Will Luster runaway.
Luster now has it. Luster's not going any. Actually, spins around, breaks one tackle. He spins around to the left to the 10, to the 15, and down at about the 19-yard line. So he gets maybe a loss of one on that, but it could have been a lot worse.
They're going to lose about 3 on that one. Yeah, I thought he was going to run back into the end zone and get tackled. That was scary for a moment.
Second and 13 now.
Yeah, they moved back from the loss of four.
They're going to be second and 14 from the 16-yard line. Clock stops with a minute 56 to go in the game. We're tied at 38 all.
Well, do you think they're keying on Will Luster?
If you're Verdigris, yes, you got to. But Terrell Collins has been kind of quiet tonight.
Yeah, he's only got 50 yards.
Luster will have it. Actually, it's Terrell. A wildcat, and we got that play's run dead. It's a flag on the play.
Yeah, we didn't get our man set on the left wide receiver over here.
And a false start against Nowata.
Dadgummit, 12 penalties that just killed us.
32nd down and 19.
Third illegal procedure call in a row against the Ironman.
From the 11-yard line. I want to say hello to those folks on 99.1 FM, KPGM, so we're joining that audience as well. As in case you joined us, Nowata led as many as 19 points, but Verdigris has come back to tie it up at 38. Second and 19 from the 11. Luster, screen pass. It's caught.
Dropped it.
Oh, he dropped it. Boy, and I tell you what, that's kind of unfortunate right there because there were at least 5 Cardinal players around the intended receiver.
I think he tried to run before he caught it.
Now you're looking at 3rd and 19 from the 11.
Wow. Field goal may win this.
I think it could be. Verdigris does have 2 timeouts. Nowata only has 1. 3rd and 19 from the 11.
Now
Nowata's going to force to take their last time out. They were not set.
Corey
and the momentum has now changed to Verdigris right now. They are jumping for joy.
And the Nowata coaching staff are just jumping on players. So, it's the tide has turned.
Well, I don't want to speculate for overtime, but I don't.
Skyler Thornton.
It's kind of going to that route right now.
Yeah, Skyler Thornton was late getting lined up, and consequently they had to call the timeout. Coach James
was
obviously not happy.
No, he was livid out there. I could tell when they had to call that final timeout. Dewey does go on to win today, 62-7.
Wow.
So Dewey improves to 2-1 overall. They're set to play next week. Beginning their district play. So big play here for Nowata. 3rd and 19 from their own 11-yard line. 1:50 to go in the game. We're tied at 38.
Need a little bit of a miracle here.
Lester in a shotgun formation. A receiver on each end. Lester now flushes way to his right. Throws down the middle. It's intercepted at the 30. To the 25. To the 20. To the 15. The 10-5. Touchdown, Verdigris. There is a flag down. There is a flag down.
Yep, roughing the passer.
And they're going to take this touchdown away. Personal foul, roughing the passer against Verdigris. So annoy that interception return for a touchdown. And know what a very fortunate right there. That should be a first down.
Yeah, that'll be
an
automatic first down. Personal foul, roughing the passer, automatic first down. Well, if they call it right. We saw how they screwed one completely up. The way they called it in the first half, they may tack 15 yards through the end zone. Who knows?
Yeah. So a personal foul against Verdigris. It'll be first and 10 from the 26-yard line, giving Nowata new life.
Wow. Seen a little bit of everything tonight.
But 40 to go in the game. Well, they've got nine lives, don't they?
They do.
Lester in a shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the right. Lester, actually, it's a Wildcat. Collins has it. Runs to the right to the 29 near the 30.
They've got to get in and out of this huddle here and get back up to the line of scrimmage because they have no timeouts remaining.
Yeah, that's the bad thing right there, and I think Verdigris has called a timeout. So timeout Verdigris. They have one left. Meanwhile, Nowata has no timeouts.
Kind of reminds me of the Eastbound and Down song, Adam. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
So second and six now from the 30-yard line. Yeah, Nowata has no timeouts. They've got 70 yards to go to break the 38-0 tie.
Jiminy.
Nowata led 19-0 after the first quarter. And then Verdigris would come back, cut it to 19-14 at halftime. It looked like earlier in the fourth quarter that Nowata led 38-22.
One of the teams we'll see later this year, I believe, is Sperry. Won't we have the Dewey-Sperry game? Is that not on our schedule?
Oh, no.
Okay. Sperry got beat by Inola tonight, 36-16.
Sperry's much improved than what people will indicate. That 3-8-5 is going to be very interesting. Berry Hill probably be the favorite to win that. And then you got a slew of teams that I think Claremore Sequoia is pretty good.
I know this will surprise you, but Wagner won again tonight.
Who they beat tonight?
Oh, I just went past it. I can come back and tell you.
That's second and six now for Nowata's 30-yard line. Luster now hands it off to Terrell Collins. Has a seam to the 30. Runs to the left to the 35. Knocked out of bounds to the 39.
Got the first down and ran out of bounds. So good play call.
So first and 10 now for Nowata's. Actually going to be right at the 40-yard line. So that's a 10-yard gain.
Well, good. Easy to figure then.
It's probably the biggest run that Terrell's had all night.
You're right. To 64 yards on the night, 18 carries. Kind of an off night for him.
15 seconds to go on the play clock, 1:18 to go in the game. The clock has stopped.
Berry Hill winning by 29.
You got to hurry and fight this. You're down to 7 seconds. You better hurry. They're gonna take a delay here.
Yeah,
that's true. You take the delay, and you just didn't have an idea of what play you're going to call. And say delay, Nowata, back him up 5 yards. Now you're looking at first and 15 from Nowata's 35-yard line.
90 yards in penalties tonight, Adam.
That's not going to get you anywhere where you need to be.
Salina leading Chelsea in the third quarter. That's 44-0. Adair in the third quarter was over Colcord, 36-0.
First and 15 now from the 35. Two wide receivers to the right.
Now what?
And now a flag on the play. Legal shift.
Illegal substitution.
Illegal substitution against Milwaukee.
Well, not real impressive clock management here in the end by the Ironmen.
Mark him another five-yard penalty. Now you're looking at first and 20 from the 30.
Got the car in reverse again.
You got to get to the 50 for a first down. Still with a buck 18 to go in the game. We're tied at 38. Three wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Luster in a shotgun formation. Actually, that's Corey Smith that has it. Pass is caught by Luster. And the fumble on the play. And I think Ferdekris has picked it up.
You're right.
That was Cody Smith, that quarterback. He threw the pass, and I believe that Will Luster had it, and
yes,
he lost the ball. And the Cardinals have excellent field position after that costly turnover right there. And there's still plenty of time left for the Cardinals with 1:11 to go.
Well, big turnover.
So first and 10 now from Milwaukee's 37-yard line. Here's Nathan Steidley and that offense.
With one timeout.
The snap. Handoff. Actually, play action. Steidley throws to his left, and the pass is incomplete. Cody Smith was the defender there. Joey Dilbeck Jr. was the intended receiver. Now you're looking at second and 10 from the 37. Clock now at 1:05 to go.
Snively came in with about 73 pass attempts on the year in three games, and he's put it up 27 times tonight.
Snively in a shotgun formation, three wide receivers to the right. Hand off is Cox, actually play action. Snively throws, pass incomplete. Through the hands of Brady Smith.
Yeah, he just
down
little,
the middle, and now it's third and 10.
A little too much mustard on the pass, Adam.
This is exciting or what? We're already week three of high school football.
Ironman not dead yet.
Neither's Ferdekris. Third and 10 from the 37. And it moved early. No call. Sidley throws to the middle. Pass caught at the 27-yard line. Depending on the spot, that should be a first down for Ferdekris.
Yeah, he got it by about a yard.
That's Brady Smith on the stop. First and 10 now from the 26. Clock starts now at 50 seconds. Now what do you call here if you're the Cardinals?
You know,
Sidley in the shotgun formation, two wide receivers to the right.
I just run and get it centered for my kicker.
Handoff is to Cox.
That's what
to the 25 do. And muscles his way near the 20.
Gotta get a timeout right here, I think.
Well, the clock's still running with 25 seconds to go. Now you're looking at second and 4 from the 20. Shotgun formation again. Handoff, actually play action. Sidley, he's going to roll to his left to the 20. Has some blockers to the 15, down at the 12-yard line. That's enough. No, that's enough for a Cardinals first down. If you're the Cardinals right now with 10 seconds to go, they're gonna call their final timeout here.
Yeah, and I think I just put Jax Robinson on the field, let him kick it through and go home.
Sure.
I mean, that kid can kick it 60 yards on a tee.
Yeah, he can. Ball be placed at the 10. You're looking at about a 27-yard field goal.
Yeah, that's a long extra point, basically.
Yeah. 10 seconds to go. We're tied at 38. Give it to Jax Robinson, who's got a good leg. You're going to be faced to the left side, the left half mark.
Adam, I think they're going to run a play.
Well, they're going to go for a play here. They're going to get first and goal with a 9, officially. Yeah, they're going to take a play here. Shotgun formation for Nathan Sidley. They're going to go for it here. There's the snap. Sidley looking. Pass.
Caught it.
It caught it. Almost intercepted, and that would have been gone if that would have been caught.
Oh,
Skyler Thornton had it, and he dropped it with 5.7 seconds to go in the game.
Man.
Now you go for the field goal.
Wow. He had in his hands, in and out.
Yeah.
That close.
Now you're looking at a 27-yard field goal. Jax Robinson to take the lead for the Cardinals. Here we go.
Told you a field goal might win it.
Here's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and it is
good.
Good. With 0.9 seconds to go. Jax Robinson has made a 27-yard field goal and gives the Cardinals a three-point lead, 41-38. Wow.
There's your difference, having a kicking game, Adam.
Yes. What a ball game. 41-38, Verdigris takes the lead on a 27-yard field goal by Jax Robinson. No one led, as you recall, back in the first quarter, 19-0.
I think T.J. Donaldson was the young man that almost had that pick over there, and he's very despondent on the sideline. Bless his heart. He played a whale of a ball game, and he almost had an interception that he would have taken. I think he realized that he was going to take it back for a touchdown just as soon as he caught it and took his eye off of it.
Well, if
wow.
You're Verdigris, you got to be smart in the kicking game.
Yeah,
0.9 seconds to go. Now, for no water, you want to do some dipsy-doos or something like that to get things to at least have a chance.
If I'm Verdigris, I think I look for the biggest guy out there and just kick it to him and see if he'll fall down on it. And I should take about 0.9.
All right, here we go.
Yeah,
Jax
gonna...
Robinson will kick things off here. Got to get your hands ready if you're the Nowata receiving team. Here we go. Robinson on a chip kick.
Let it go.
Ball, get it out of bounds, and it does. So now Nowata will have one shot with 0.9 seconds to go.
We're gonna milk this. This is a good game. We're gonna give the fans their money's worth. We're gonna milk this rascal for all it's worth.
So Nowata will have it from their own 35. First and 10 from the 35. Verdigris has taken the lead for the first time, 41-38. What a ball game! And now one more shot for Nowata.
You know, and you've got a kid on the side of the ball that's behind. He's got over 300 yards rushing. He's got three touchdowns. You got a kid on the other side. He's got 140 yards rushing. He's got four touchdowns. It's just some phenomenal athletes out here on this field tonight, Adam. Great, great high school football game. You hate to see the home. Well, now we've
Cody
got
Cody Smith is going to come at quarterback.
Look at this prevent defense. Remember what John Madden used to say? The only thing a prevent defense does is prevent you from winning the game.
So Cody Smith is going to try to do this. First and 10 from the 35. Shotgun formation. This may be the last game of the game. Here we go. Smith going back.
Oh.
And he's going to be sacked. And the game is over on a quarterback sack. And Verdigris has stunned Nowata. And your final score will be Nowata losing 41-38. Nowata falls to Verdigris here tonight on an exciting football game here. We will come back. We will wrap this game up. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig.